you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is David Whitney, and we're going to be talking about the Constitution. And people say, well, why do you want to talk about the Constitution every month? Why? Because the Constitution is what separates America from every other nation in the world, and the elite who are working together behind the scenes, the occult elite, hate the Constitution because it limits the power of government. And what they've done is convinced a whole generation of Americans, in fact, several generations, because when I went to college, I was taught America was a democracy. And I, quite frankly, didn't understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, and that America was a republic very specifically so that the government, the federal government, could never be all-powerful and do exactly what it's doing today. And that is providing for the health and education and welfare for the American people, because they know if they can take from Peter to give to Paul, why, they'll have Paul's vote. But if they can borrow money and give to both Peter and Paul, why, they'll have everybody's vote, because everybody wants something for nothing. And that is the road to tyranny. So we have to understand the Constitution, what it says. It's not taught in our colleges. It's not taught in our law schools. It is ridiculed, certainly, by the elite. In the undergraduate schools, they certainly don't even talk about the Declaration of Independence and how our freedom came from God and why America is different than every other nation. And that's what the Institute of the Constitution is doing. And David Whitney, one of their spokesmen, does a great job. Good morning, David, and thank you so much for being with us again.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing and privilege to be with you. And what you're saying is absolutely true, and it was illustrated very blatantly in the hearings for Elena Kagan. There was no regard, really, for the Constitution on her part when she was asked about the source of law, a reference I'm hoping that the senator was trying to make towards the Declaration of Independence. She actually didn't understand the question. It was like, wait a minute, here's somebody about to be elevated to this highest position of judicial authority who really doesn't understand our form of government. But she's not alone, certainly not on the Supreme Court and not in the halls of the Senate or the halls of the House or the halls of the White House. Our Constitution is being completely disregarded by the federal government, with a few exceptions, such as Ron Paul and a few others that try to see the Constitution followed, but because the majority, vast majority, both at the level of Washington, D.C., don't pay any regard to our Constitution, and they get away with violating the law, and they do so simply because they know they can get reelected by doing exactly what you said, promising people that they're going to get something for nothing, they're going to get a free lunch, a bailout. You know, the cash for clunkers was for the average citizen, and then they bailed out the banks and the car companies, and on it goes. But the real problem is the American people need to understand this precious document, our Constitution. Last time we were together, we were talking about the Fifth Amendment, a very important amendment, securing our rights if we're accused and we face a trial, that a grand jury must indict us before we actually face a capital trial for a capital offense, and that double jeopardy, we can't be tried twice by the same jurisdiction for the same offense. No compulsory self-incrimination can ever be forced upon us, and we can never be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, that is, following the process by which a true jury trial takes place. And then finally, that you cannot have your private property taken for public use without just compensation. All of these things we discussed last time and illustrated many, many ways in which our form of government currently is ignoring all of those provisions that protect us in the Fifth Amendment. And as we go to the Sixth Amendment, we see a very similar pattern arise, that many aspects, again, designed to protect us if we're accused of a crime. And people need to remember that given the fact that the number of laws on the books, federal laws and state laws, it is impossible for any human being to have read and studied and understood all of those laws. If you were born from the moment of birth with a miraculous ability to read with comprehension adult level literature, and you began reading from the moment of your birth and you did nothing the rest of your entire life, 80 plus years, say you've made it to 90 years, and you just read. You never slept, you never ate, you never did a thing except read. You could not read through all the federal laws and all the state laws that you're obliged to obey. And of course, you know, ignorance is no excuse. If you say, well, I didn't know that there was a law that said I couldn't spit on the sidewalk, well, that's no excuse. You're still going to be penalized for that. I think just on its face, average honest person looking at the situation says, our legal system, our judicial system is completely broken in that one fact alone. I know that there are people who decry some of what I teach because they say, oh, you want to go back to the Bible as the law. Oh, that's horrible. That's terrible. Well, compare the Bible, all 66 books, against the mountainous stack of books that claim to be law in our land today. And I dare say all of us, if we were honest, would rather be under the Bible with its very clear laws and few laws than under the monstrosity of law today. So if you're accused of having violated a law, you have that Fifth Amendment to protect you in that regard. Now, the Sixth Amendment comes along to protect specifically the rights of those who are criminal defendants. That is, in federal court, they're being charged with having committed, a criminal offense, not a misdemeanor, not a civil case, but a criminal offense. And the guarantees of our Sixth Amendment are, first, a speedy trial, and that the whole idea is that you're not just thrown into prison and you sit there to rot for years before you can ever be brought to trial. And today, in most of our court systems, there's such a backlog of cases that speedy trial is unusual rather than usual. And again, this is due in part, I believe, to such a huge amount of legislation being crafted that it's impossible. That means there's that many more cases that are coming to court that probably should be settled elsewhere. As a church, we teach our people that there is not just a civil court where you go to redress grievances and settle disputes, but there is, more importantly for Christians, a church court. That's right. The church is a government. It has its own court system. And Jesus even says, and Paul says, echoes it in 1 Corinthians 6, dare anyone, having a matter against another brother, go to the pagans, the pagan court system, to settle it? No. Deal with it in church court. And I think many Christians would help relieve the burden.
We'll be right back. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, we're talking about the Constitution and what you must know about the Constitution. And the whole idea of the Constitution was to limit the power of the central government so men could be free. Yes, you might very well have injustice and corruption at the local level, and you could stand up and fight it, or you could move on to some other area. But what do you do when the Washington, D.C. becomes corrupt? Then where do you move to be maintain your freedom unless you have to flee the country? And believe me, people are fleeing the country today because they see what's coming down the line. And remember, any government that can provide whatever you want must be able to take whatever you have. And any government that can provide for people from the cradle to the grave must be able to control and regulate and oppress them from the cradle to the grave. Understand, there is no free lunch. And when the government gives you something, it's got to take it away from somebody else, because the government doesn't have any money. It either has to get it by taxation, it has to so they can give it from one person to another, or it has to actually borrow the money, or it has to print the money and destroy the value of the currency, which is what it's doing today. David, you go right on with this story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, as before the break, I was mentioning that if the churches functioned as God designed them to function, that is, they had a church court, and any Christian that had a dispute with another Christian, even if that Christian was in another church, the two churches could cooperate together with a church court and bring none of this into the court system of our civil government, because, as I think most Americans by now are recognizing, sadly, that the criminal justice system is no longer a justice system. The Department of Justice is a joke, and so on. There's very little justice that's had in the civil courts, so why bother with them? Take your dispute to a body of people committed to the Word of God and seek to resolve them there, and the huge backlog might disappear in the civil magistrate's court. And that's part of the reason. There's a couple of contributing reasons why speedy trials are generally not available today. First, there's too many laws, and we need legislators who would go in with their sole purpose to cut down and get rid of all unconstitutional legislation. If we were to wipe out the federal unconstitutional legislation, then we'd be back to a federal code of laws that is much more manageable. So the Sixth Amendment says that we're guaranteed a speedy trial, but it doesn't appear that there's any such thing in modern-day America. The second thing that we're guaranteed is a public trial. This was so important to our founders because it was not too long, too prior to their lifetimes, that the Star Chamber was active in England. This was a secret court, a court where you had no appeal. Whatever the court ruled, it was it. There was no appeal process to a higher level. And this court would hand down its findings and its rulings in secret, and there was no public that could access what was taking place or what was done. In other words, it was a completely private and secret court. And our founders knew that unless you have a public trial, unless you have the possibility that newspaper men can be in the room, other reporters, or just the public in general, to hold the judicial branch accountable, by what they do in the courtroom, that if there's a gross miscarriage of justice, the people can rise up and the people can demand that their legislators impeach the judge who is violating the rights of the citizens and so on. But if you go to secret trials, forget it. You're not going to have justice. And that's the direction our federal government is going and has already gone with the military tribunals, Military Commissions Act, and a number of different decisions that are being made that basically say, if the government wants to, the federal government, they could say, you no longer have your Fourth Amendment rights. Well, we know that's basically what they did with the Patriot Act. And then through the Military Commissions Act, you no longer have your Fifth Amendment rights, or your Sixth Amendment rights, or your Seventh Amendment rights, or your Eighth Amendment rights. We've just eliminated that whole section of our Bill of Rights. And the people in America, largely because they don't know the aspects of the Constitution and how valuable they are not haranguing their senators and congressmen and demanding this be undone, demanding that we have our Bill of Rights back. They have believed the lie that somehow you can exchange your freedom for security. And Benjamin Franklin, I believe, is the one who said anybody who wants to trade their liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. You cannot make that bargain. That does not work. So it must be a public trial.
Certainly, our founding fathers realized that men are evil. And basically, these were the days of Calvinism, when many of the founding fathers of America were Calvinists. And one of the first precepts of Calvinism was the total depravity of man, going all the way back to the teachings of St. Augustine back there in the 4th, 5th century. And basically, our founding fathers realized you couldn't trust men with power. How could you possibly trust legislators? How could you possibly trust judges? You had to have means to restrict the abuse of power. Well, of course, when we took God, prayer, the Bible, and he sets a morality out of our nation, and we did that, in 1962, should we be surprised that today, now, 50 years later, we have an immoral, degenerate country? Of course we should not be. The Constitution would have protected us. Only they destroyed it, and they gutted the Constitution. Back in the 1960s, that was what Vietnam was all about. We didn't go to defeat the communists because we financed them all during the war. Vietnam was a great diversion as they centralized all power in Washington, D.C., and gutted the Constitution. Go right ahead, David.
So if it's a public trial, it's far less likely that it's going to be arbitrary, unfair process if the public are present, if the press is available. And again, because the tyrants do not want these guarantees, they have legislated, illegally legislated, and anybody that voted for this legislation should be thrown out soundly on their ear. I believe they should be tarred and feathered and ridden out of town, whatever town they represent, because if as a congressman or a senator they voted to eliminate your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th Amendment rights, these are not oath keepers, they're oath breakers. They're the worst of the worst. They're worse than your common thug on the street who will beat you up and steal your wallet, because this one will take not only your wallet, but your life and your liberty as well. So it must be a public trial, the Sixth Amendment said, and it continues the next thing, that there must be a jury at a criminal trial, and also we'll see the jury is secured in civil trials as well. And by jury, they meant a band of citizens, 12 citizens, chosen randomly, not cherry-picked, as is done most often today throughout our country, where I've lived in my current residence for over 20 years, and never once have I been called for jury duty. Fellow citizens I know that live in this area have been called numerous times during that 20 years. Now, why have I been cherry-picked to not have me ever serve on a jury? They don't want people educated in the law. They don't want people who know the Constitution. They just want dumb sheep who will go wherever the lawyers manipulate them in whatever direction they want. And our founder said, no way. The jury is supposed to be well-educated. The jury should know the law, which means every citizen must know the Constitution. In fact, I believe the only safe system of government would be to say you cannot be a voting citizen unless you could pass a basic test that reveals your knowledge of our Constitution and your commitment to a constitutional republic. If you're a Marxist, you shouldn't be able to vote, in my opinion, because what happens when you allow Marxists to vote? They vote in Marxists, and they destroy our constitutional republic. You can only preserve the constitutional republic by allowing people committed to a constitutional republic to vote. I know that's a very radical idea, but we've got to take some radical measures to restore sanity in our country.
But the only reason you have Marxists is because our universities are churning them out. If we had universities that were teaching rather than indoctrinating, we wouldn't have Marxists in America, and this whole scam of Marxism would be exposed as a vehicle by which very wealthy and powerful people want to circumvent our Constitution. But go right ahead.
That's right. And the other aspect, we need to understand what our founders meant when they used the word jury. And you can discover this by looking at the dictionary of words that meant what they meant in their day. That's Webster's 1828 dictionary, the first dictionary published in America. And clearly a jury is defined as those who judge the law as well as judge the facts. And again, this is a radical idea. I've talked to many judges, many whom I even have great admiration and respect for because they hold to much that our founders believed, and yet when I ask them about the jury judging the law, they say, oh, no, the jury doesn't judge the law. Yet you study the history of our country. Indeed, if it is not a jury if it doesn't judge the law by the definition of jury that our founders followed. So they wanted a jury to come in and take a look first, not at the facts of the case, but first at the law a person was accused of having violated to determine if the law itself was valid. That is, was the law itself constitutional? Let me just use an example here of the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Act, a bill that passed and basically gutted the First Amendment, that within, if I remember, like 90 days of an election, you as a private citizen or even a magazine publishing or newspaper, you could not publish the record of the incumbent. You couldn't report to the public what his actions were when he was in office. Oh, why not? You could have called that bill the incumbent's guaranteed return to office bill. That is a clear violation of the First Amendment, an egregious violation of our Constitution, and our benighted president at that point actually signed it knowing, he said he knew it was a violation of the First Amendment, but he'd hoped the Supreme Court would take care of it. You know, so if a jury was facing a person accused of having violated the McCain-Feingold campaign finance rule, they published something about some senator within that 90-day window, and so they're being accused of having committed this crime, and these were the penalties. And before they look at the facts, because the facts might say, oh, yes, the person did this, the person published that, the person violated the law, they, as the jury, as a true jury, need to look at the law and say, wait a minute, let's examine McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Act and see, is this actually law? The legislature said it was law. Both the House and the Senate said it was law. Oh, the executive branch, the president signed it, and he signed it into law, so it must be law? No. It's only law if the jury looks at it and says, yes, this is in accordance with our Constitution, which quite clearly McCain-Feingold is not. It's a violation of the Constitution, and any jury faced with that should throw it out and say, it doesn't matter what the facts are in this case, this fellow citizen is innocent. And as you know, Dr. Stanton, have mentioned, America has more people per capita in prison than any other country in the world, and part of the reason is juries do not know that their first job is to judge the law and then only to apply the facts in the case that the law itself is legitimate, the law itself is constitutional. I've read articles about a number of jurors who wept at the decision they were made because they were told they could not judge the law, and they felt terrible. They felt they were violating their own conscience in voting to convict because they didn't think it was just, they didn't think it was right, but they were told they couldn't do anything else, and so they did what they were told by our corrupt judicial system rather than doing what our founders designed the jury to do, judge the law as well as the facts. Well, our Sixth Amendment says that they're to be tried by a jury of the state and district in which the alleged crime has been committed. In other words, a jury of their peers, not people from some other part of the country or some other, you know, from outside the country, but actual citizens of the district and state in which the accused supposedly has committed this crime. Then fourthly, the accused has a right to be informed of the charges against them. And these charges have to have sufficient particularity and sufficiently given to them in advance so that they can prepare a defense. It is never just for the government to arrest you and not charge you with a specific law that you are supposed to have violated. This guarantee of being able to force the government to produce a charge against you is the writ of habeas corpus. And our Constitution says only the legislative branch can suspend habeas corpus in time of war, time of dire emergency, never the executive branch, which we have violations on the part of our 16th president violated habeas corpus, and, of course, the 43rd president in the Military Commissions Act and so forth have also violated this principle that says if the government's going to arrest you, if they're going to charge you, if they're going to throw you in prison, they must charge you with having violated some law. They have to have a list, and it has to be a list that they inform you of the charges, and they have to be not general things, but very specific charges, and that you're given enough time to prepare a defense against those charges against you.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hello, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, how they can take the course on the Internet, how they can set up a program in their own home to begin once again teaching the document. which is the very foundation of our freedom.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, what I'm basically sharing here on the radio is following the outline and the contents of our course on the United States Constitution, the United States Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, a course that I say is essential, really, for citizens to understand our form of government, understand their role in it, understand the limits placed upon our federal government, so we can put the octopus back in the box. It's like Washington, D.C. is this monster that's crawled out of the box. The four walls of that box, the top of that box, the bottom of it are all what are defined in our Constitution, the seven articles of our Constitution, the 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, as well as the 17 subsequent amendments, and our Declaration of Independence. Those documents are the walls and ceiling and floor of that box, and the reason the monster is out of the box is that we, the people, don't know those walls, don't know those limitations, and we need to put that octopus back in the box and seal it up and be certain that it does not get out of the box. So every citizen really needs to study these things. We're very encouraged as people around the country are getting host kits, conducting classes, and Dr. Stan, I go and graduate a class around the country almost every month, sometimes more than a couple times a month, but I tell folks who are hosting class, if you have 50 people or more graduating, we will make our best effort to get someone there that can encourage and graduate your class. And the thing that's so gratifying is to see, you know, attend a class where 50 people are graduating and five new classes are springing out of that one class. So five students say, I'm going to get a host kit, I'm going to take this to my church, I'm going to take this to my community center, I'm going to take this wherever, and I'm going to start a class and reach fellow citizens. We can take our country back if citizens will merely study the document, teach as many people as they can these same principles, and then take action in only electing officials, public servants, who understand this view of the Constitution and are willing to follow it. And part of the problem is we've got such corrupt officials, public servants. They're not servants. They don't see themselves as servants. But we have so many corrupt, we've got to just replace them. And what we need to replace them with is citizens who understand the true meaning of our Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights. And that's what this course accomplishes. And so people can get a hold of our host kit by going to our website. Our website is iotconline.com, iotconline.com, and just click on the store and purchase a host kit that way. Or you can call us at Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Also, we are now offering on our website an online course. If you have broadband access so you can watch videos and so forth online, again, go to our website, iotconline.com. Click on the tab there for courses, and you can take the U.S. Constitution course. You can take our jury course, which I'm just sharing little tidbits from that jury course this morning. Or there's actually a course on one state constitution, the Maryland State Constitution. Our goal is eventually to have all 50 state constitutions available that people can take a U.S. Constitution course and then take a course on their state constitution. All that's online, available, very inexpensive, $30 to take the course, and you can download all the materials you need for reading and test questions and so on, and watch the lectures online. And we're very encouraged as people around the country are doing that, and what we always encourage folks to do is once they've taken the course online, then to go ahead and purchase a host kit and gather a group of people, because if they take an online course, they may be one out of 100 that would be willing to do that. The average person probably won't step up to that level. We need to reach them with a class that's going to be interactive and enjoyable. They're going to rub shoulders with other citizens and talk about what they're seeing in the paper and heard on the news this week and how it relates to the things they're learning. That classroom interaction is very helpful and very important in the process of producing patriot citizens who could take our country back. So that website, again, for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com, and our toll-free number at Institute is 866-730-9796.
Very good. Well, I hope our listeners out there will take advantage of this. This is a wonderful opportunity. all across America, people are taking these courses. You're not going to be told this by Glenn Beck and by Rush Limbaugh and the other people. Why? Because they don't want the American people to understand that there's a growing awareness of what's going on. People are learning the Constitution and are learning, of course, that it was based upon a total distrust of humankind. Never give men power, for as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, they've taken the chains off the politician. They're forging them for the people. The NSA monitors every one of your telephone calls, every one of your emails and faxes, and keeps a permanent electronic record of everything that you say that they can possibly get hold of. They can monitor where you are through your cell phone, even when it's turned off. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. The plan is total dictatorship and destruction of human freedom. Go right ahead.
And so as we walk through the Sixth Amendment, we've talked about everything leading up to the trial itself. That is a speedy trial, a public trial, a jury trial, to be informed of the charges and so on. Then the fifth point in our Sixth Amendment guarantees is that you have a right to confront and cross-examine your accusers. If somebody accuses you, somebody is testifying against you, they say, we saw him take a knife and stab it in the back of Joe Schmo. Well, if a person is actually accusing you, you have a right to see them present in the courtroom, a right to cross-examine them, that is say, oh, where were you the minute before you claimed that you saw that? And you know, a whole series of questions that can, if the person is lying on the bench, on the stand, the witness stand, that you can expose that lie. If the person is sharing information that's faulty, you have the opportunity to expose that. And again, this is one of those rights that is being destroyed in America through things like the Military Commissions Act and so forth, that you don't have any right. Somebody can accuse you secretly, and you don't get the chance to confront them. I think of not just the Homeland Security mess as one example of that, but the whole area of Child Protective Services. Child Protective Services will take anonymous tips and then act upon those tips as if you are guilty of having committed some heinous act against your child. Maybe you spanked your child, and some neighbor anonymously reports that you did this, and you never have an opportunity to confront this accuser. This is a violation of the very principle of justice. If the person's not willing to face you in the courtroom, then their testimony should not be regarded as valid or significant. You have the opportunity then to confront and cross-examine those that accuse you. And then also, sixthly, you have the power to force witnesses to testify for your defense. This is called the subpoena power. The court would issue a subpoena on your behalf.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Yeah, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, the final segment of the program.
So the power to subpoena witnesses in your defense is, again, a very, very important right. If you don't have the power to force people to appear in court who might not want to testify on your behalf, but they have facts, they know facts that will acquit you of guilt, then they need to be forced to appear in court, and that is the subpoena power that you are granted by our, or secured by our Sixth Amendment. Because if you're going to have a just trial, anyone who has information about what took place needs to be able to be forced by subpoena to appear in court and give their witness for the defense. And it's interesting, I've read a couple of different opinions by several libertarians who would say, you know, that's not a good thing. It's forcing people to testify when they're not really interested in testifying. We shouldn't force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. However, if you back up and say, wait a minute, then if a person refuses to testify, they refuse to be part of establishing justice in our land. In other words, they don't want to be part of a system that would enforce justice in the country. A person of such an attitude, in my opinion, should not be a citizen. Okay, you don't want to participate in the justice system. You don't want to see that justice is established. Perhaps then you don't want to be a citizen. We'll open the back door and send you to Cuba, wherever you'd like to go, but we don't need you here if you are not interested in having a system of justice that you must participate in when called upon to witness in the defense of someone. And again, our system of justice is designed that you are innocent until proven guilty. The assumption every step of the way is that you are innocent, and the job of the court is to evaluate the evidence, the prosecuting attorney bringing in evidence claiming you're guilty, defense attorney presenting evidence saying that you are innocent, and the jury weighing, first judging the law, and then the jury weighing the evidence to determine guilt or innocence. And that's our system of justice. It's the best system in the world, and the reason it's the best system in the world as it was designed is because it's based upon God's word, God's law. You read the Bible in the Old Testament, the judges sat in the gate, and there was a jury of sorts called the elders who would evaluate the evidence and render a sentence, and then an execution would take place and so on. But the roots of our American Republic, as it was designed by our founders, those roots are deep into the Hebrew Republic, that is, before the monarchy of King Saul and King David and so forth in the Bible. The Hebrew Republic, designed by God as the best form of government. That was the form of government being followed by our founders as they constructed our constitutional republic. Yes, they learned some from the Romans and the Greeks, but the Romans and the Greeks were not their primary model in thinking about how to establish justice. They were following English common law, and English common law, if you study it, traces its roots all the way back to that Hebrew Republic. King Alfred, first English written set of laws, he based that specifically on the Bible and the Ten Commandments, and on the history goes. We don't have time to go into all that detail, but people need to know this is the best system of government because it was following God's design for the best system of government presented in the Bible, and that's why it works so well for well over 100 years. And the only way back to a just system and a good system of government is to restore that constitutional republic designed by our founders. So they have the power of subpoena, and then the seventh element of the Sixth Amendment is you have the right of an assistance of counsel. You have a right to a qualified attorney. And if you cannot afford one, then at the state's expense, one will be provided for you, such that you're not just left to kind of hanging in the wind, twisting in the breeze. not knowing the ins and outs and all the different things you must know that take place in court, you have someone who knows the ropes and can assist you as best possible to present a solid defense in your favor, so that the jury has a true opportunity to weigh both sides, give the best arguments for you, the best arguments against you, and they are the ones who should weigh it all out and then make a determination of guilt or innocence after, of course, having judged the law. So that's our Sixth Amendment. Very valuable, and wisely our founders crafted each element of that, your rights when you are accused of having committed a criminal offense. The Seventh Amendment deals with civil cases. That is, it's not a criminal offense. It's one person suing another, usually, or one business suing another, that kind of a civil action taking place. And your rights to a jury trial in all civil cases involving common law was guaranteed if the case involved more than $20. And by the way, this has not been amended at all since the founding, and so it's still set at $20, any case that is involved. I know the states have often changed that standard in terms of their state court system. Our state of Maryland, I think it has to be a case of $10,000. And I know they've done this because they wanted to prevent a backlog of cases in the civil system. But I think there was a better way to address that. I think the jury trial should be available for almost all cases, and our founders agreed because they recognized that you are better to have justice served in a community. Far better to have justice served to have laymen, that is, those who have not studied in law school and not passed a bar exam. You're far better to have justice served by your fellow citizens looking at all the facts, judging the law, judging the facts, and rendering their verdict than you are by professionals who've been trained in the law and who have their whole career staked on the law. After all, think of what takes place at a courtroom. Who in that courtroom has no vested interest in the outcome? How about the prosecuting attorney? Oh man, he has a vested interest because the more notches on his belt, the higher up he goes in his career, and he can advance in his career. And likewise with the defense attorney. He's got a vested interest as an officer of the court as to what happens in that court. And you might think, well, the judge, you know, the judge is... No. The judge as well has a vested interest. His career is dependent on pleasing his superiors and so on, and however those numbers are evaluated in his career. All the people in the courtroom, except the jury, all the people in the courtroom have some vested interest. They're employees of the government. They get their paycheck or through the system some way or shape or form. It's only the jury who are the independent people in the courtroom who have no vested interest in the outcome of that case. And you're far better having your rights protected by your fellow citizens, particularly if it's a cross-section of fellow citizens. And again, I think citizenship should be reserved for those who can pass a basic test on our form of government and a basic test on our Constitution, because then if those are your jurors, they know what the law is, and they know how to evaluate false law and how to evaluate guilt and innocence better than just today.
We would rather time. God bless. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. God bless you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning was David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney, and I do hope many of you want to get then a kit and start teaching others about our Constitution. Because if the American people don't care about a freedom, then we're certainly going to lose it. Well, to really understand what's behind everything going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and there we go into the background of the secret societies that exist today. And what nobody will ever tell you is that the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 41 to 71, and they were the ones who took God and prayer, the Bible, out of our schools. Why? Because, of course, the purpose of the Masonic movement, as with all of the occult secret societies, is to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. The ultimate goal is a one-world government and a one-world religion. And that's what everybody misses, is the spiritual component to this. So if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to buy it. We'll sell it to you, and at reduced cost. Get the book out, because it can change people's lives, mainly when they realize that the evil is there, hopefully. They begin looking for the other side. They begin to understand that there must be a God, and hopefully they'll come to a personal relationship with our Lord. If you haven't seen the 10-part series, The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, 10 DVDs, you can get them part 1, part 2, or all together. Why you need to get it, he's written a book that has all of the prophecies listed, and as you see what's going on today, you see the unfolding of prophecy. I fear we're moving towards a war in the Middle East. Where it's coming, I don't know, but I do know that, number one, this whole financial collapse has been orchestrated, and you can read about, you can document that by watching my talk, The Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon. We take it how exactly they did this. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. And then, of course, you need to get our little pamphlet on the financial meltdown. It's simply 5 of my newsletters. You can read them for nothing. On the Internet, you can buy the pamphlet for $3.95 plus shipping. But you need to have this sort of thing. You're welcome to copy it, or you can buy them for us to reduce costs. And we have all sorts of things on the history of money, on the prophetic warning. Certainly, Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. You need to understand what Jackson said, because he told us what was going on. He didn't understand the occult background behind the banking movement, but he understood it was a sinister movement. The banks were going to try to take over America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they do. They work through the Trilateral Commission. If you get the membership list, who will you find? Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and then the Council on Foreign Relations. Why, you'll get Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They all tie in to what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should mention, we're having our all-day conference on the 17th of October. We always have a contingent from Colorado. Hope you'll be coming again. We've got a great lineup of speakers. October 17th, all day long, serving lunch. Have to have a reservation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, would certainly appreciate hearing from you. because we want, of course, we've got chances to expand our ministry into new areas. Certainly, he called us just yesterday from Phoenix, offering a program there, but of course, we'd have to finance it. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Once again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas.